WIRX.
Good morning. 6:37, Brock Hunter.
Oh, it's going to be a great, great Tuesday.
Great Tuesday. Yes, anyway.
Did you ever wake up now?
What?
Getting older, you know, we always talk about getting sore when you get older. You wake up and you just hurt because you're old. You ever wake up with, like, marks on your hands or your body that you have no idea? Like I'm bleeding from my hand, and I have no idea.
Oh, constantly.
Why.
I'm pretty sure it's because Kiki beats me in my sleep. I think that's the only thing.
you wake up.
Yeah.
My God, that's a knife. That's a knife gash.
Why am I? I got a bruise on my face. What happened? Yeah. I think she waits till I fall asleep.
Woke up with Swiss Army knife in my arm.
She's like, oops, sorry. And then you're like, all right, I'm sleeping. I'm sleeping in the guest bedroom. That's all I'm doing. Yeah, for sure. Constantly. Anyway. Yeah. Sorry that you're bleeding and your wife's trying to murder you. Let's keep her moving, folks. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. If you need your vehicle worked on, AIR, they're going to get you taken care of. Your rock news for today. Oh, sorry, I had my story up here, and then for some reason I decided to delete it. What the F? Oh, Corey Taylor says his New Year resolution is to get sugar out of his life. That's right, the Slipknot and Stone Sour frontman told Kerrang, it's been one thing that's been the hardest for me really to let go of. I've quit smoking, I've quit drinking, I've quit drugs, I've quit all that stuff. But this is the one kind of thing that's hanging around. He told him that being home with his children this past year has made the sugar addiction even worse. He said, quote, my sweet tooth is just so ridiculous. I once filled a red Solo cup with peanut butter and half a bag of M&Ms and ate it like it was a bowl of cereal. This is the kind of person you're dealing with. I'm not an amateur. I'm a professional fat ass. Woo! You know,
so a lot of people thinking about doing that too. A lot of New Year's resolutions, cutting that out, losing weight. Sugar has a lot to do with it. Trust me, because sugar is everything that I have to deal with in my life. Sugar isn't everything, guys, though. So if you're thinking about cutting out sugar, the first thing you need to do, step number one, cut out soda. Oh my God. If you haven't realized yet how much sugar is in soda, you need to look it up.
It's basically it's liquid sugar is what it is.
It's absurd. But you find sugar in everything, guys. Like, even if you're just cutting out the candy bars, cutting out the soda, it's hard to avoid it. It really is. But you can do better for yourself just by cutting pop out.
I got a feeling we're going to see a lot of musicians maybe a little bit jowlier in 2021, all of them not being out on the road, not out there sweating it on stage, they're just at home. Like, did all the musicians get fat?
So what are you saying? Corey Taylor's going to grow into his neck then, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. His neck will actually be proportionate to his body now. That's it. That's the only thing. That's the only thing we can expect. So, hey, good luck, Corey. I hope you can stick to your 2021 resolution of cutting the sugar out. It's tough, man. It's tough. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1978, the Sex Pistols made their U.S. debut at the Great Southeast Music Hall in Atlanta. That was the first time they got on the shores here and they played here in the United States. Obviously, people were very excited to have the Sex Pistols here in the States. One of my favorites. Awesome stuff. And that happened on this day.
That's just a kick-ass band name, too, you know?
Yeah.
Sex Pistols. All right, I'm going to watch them.
A bunch of people, too, are like, you know, going past, like, the marquee, like, the Sex Pistols? Who the hell are the Sex Pistols? I guess we'll go check them out.
Let's go check them out.
Yeah. I will say this was another very big day, too. 1954. I always like to add anything Elvis-related. In 1954, Elvis cut a 10-minute-long demo tape at a Memphis recording studio. Big day. You know, again, you wouldn't have rock and roll without Elvis. I don't care what anyone says. Nope. He is the king of rock and roll. And, went in there. There's a really great documentary. I'm trying to... There's a bunch out there, but it was recently on Netflix about Elvis. And if you're a fan at all of music and you want to look into that, it's just so cool starting out, like, how nervous he was going into the studio. And, like, he was playing covers, but they were like, this really isn't doing it for us. It was kind of slow.
Ah.
And then he picked up this song, and he's like, all right, I got to change it up here. And that's when the gold was made right there, man. So
That's when he took off.
That's when he took off.
Never looked back.
God, I love Elvis. There you go. That's your Rock News and Rock History brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back with more. Stick around.